We did have great support of the General Assembly in passing some resolutions that push back against the EPA and the Waters of the U.S. Regulations that they continue to push for up in Washington, D.C. We had a resolution in the House and the Senate that kind of poked EPA in the eye on that, which we all appreciate. And then also there was some action this year dealing with drones. The use of UAVs in agriculture has become more and more commonplace, but we don't want to see any regulations that would harm the development of that technology. And so we were successful this year kind of seeing a start on those types of issues, but nothing that would penalize agriculture at this juncture. So we're very proud of that. And last but not least, I'll just throw in that farm use vehicles, sometimes we need to use four-wheelers and things like that on the highways as we move down from one farm to another. And so now there's a provision in Georgia law that will provide for those types of vehicles with the right type of signage to be used on the highways legally. And that's progress for agriculture and forestry as well.
Toler says if you have any questions about any issues affecting agriculture in this year's session, to contact them.
We'd be happy to have folks go to our website, ga-agribusiness.org, or contact our office in Commerce, Georgia. We're at 706-336-6830, and you can just ask to speak to myself or to Jonathan Harding. We'll be happy to help you.